Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 6, we were speculating that the Antichrist might be Jewish and explaining the attributes that point to him being Jewish. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, personally, I believe that this world leader is a Jewish man. You say, now, why do you believe that the beast, the Antichrist, is a Jewish man? Do you hate Jews? Oh, no, I love Jews. I love traveling to Israel. I strongly believe that God still blesses those that bless Israel and he curses those that curse Israel. Too many scriptures refer to the restoration of Israel in the end. And so, my friend, please, 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 please don't look at us as replacement theology. Replacement theology is not found in the Word of God. Replacement theology is found in the minds of men corrupted by their doctrine. And much of it is Calvinistic, and that's unfortunate. Calvinism, it's not even a good term. Calvin got a lot of his things from Constantine. But nonetheless, we see that it goes back there, and it's been one of the things that has fought evangelism and true Bible preaching down through the many years. And, of course, good men of God should stand in the pulpit and rail out against it. But having said that, I believe that this man is a Jewish man, and I believe he's from Israel. Daniel chapter 11, verse 37 tells us this. Neither shall he, speaking of the Antichrist, regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now, you'll notice here that he will not regard the God of his fathers. And then it adds later, nor regard any god. So, God of his fathers is Jewish terminology. And adding, nor regard any god, shows that it definitely is speaking of the Jew as compared to the rest of the religions of the world. And I believe also, because he does not regard the desire of women, that he is either single or widowed. Now, there are a lot of philandering politicians that would leave out, would it not? And we find that this leader magnifies himself in that humanistic Western and Eastern Europe. I also believe that this man is Jewish because of Genesis 49, verses 16 and 17. Says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse's heels, so that the rider shall fall backwards. Now, isn't it interesting that in Revelation chapter 7, when we get there, that Dan will not be one of the 12 tribes mentioned? And Dan was the first one to bring idolatry into Israel when they put up those golden calves after they entered the land. And so he's called a serpent, by the way. And isn't the serpent associated with Satan? An adder in the path? And so here's one that is a leader, a world leader, and is able to make the Jews accept him because he has this Jewish background. And so the Jews are ready to make a covenant with another man because he also is Jewish. And so, boy, how easily these things open. And he is able to go in there. And by the way, I know that there are some men that you and I would maybe not want to see eye to eye with that believe like I do. that God blesses those that bless Israel and curses those that curse Israel. Now, just because a man is wrong in some areas doesn't mean that he's wrong in every area. Now, for example, those that believe in replacement theology, they have some strange people on their side. For example, the Pope, Catholicism, they have, well, old Mr. Armstrong and his group. There are Mormons. So if, you know, if they would say, you got this guy and he is believes that and he's got some wrong theology about the Holy Spirit or about this or about that, well, just understand, people live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks. Now, I don't believe that a person, because Catholics believe in replacement theology, is not saved and that he is a Catholic. Okay, I'm just saying that he is very blind and wrong on that issue. Now, we also see here in verse 2 that this rider is on a white horse. Now, in Roman times, which is when this book of Revelation was written, the white horse was a symbol of a conquering emperor, or at least a general. This then would speak toward the purpose of the rider. God will use the evil to conquer evil. For example, Babylon was an evil kingdom, and Nebuchadnezzar was a most evil king. He lacked morals, integrity, and had not second thoughts about murder. The Old Testament book of Habakkuk tells of the prophet asking God, when are you going to do something about the wickedness of Israel? And so God answers, I am. I'm going to send against them the king of Babylon. And now the prophet's wondering, why use a nation that's much worse than Israel? And then God goes on to tell him of Babylon's future total destruction. But he's going to first use them to judge Israel, and he's going to leave a remnant, however, for Israel. But here's Nebuchadnezzar, a very wicked king. But notice what God calls this very wicked king in Jeremiah chapter 27 and verse 6. He says, and now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And the beast of the field have I given him also to serve him. Now, he calls Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And he was the most wicked king around. And remember, the powers that be are ordained of God. But now, just like you and me, they have a free will, and some of them become very evil. But God has allowed them in their place, and even has a purpose in their place. Sometimes the purpose of God letting men like that get in place is to chasten his own and bring them back to prayer. You get a bad president, you get a bad governor, you get a bad local leader. Just remember, God might have allowed that so that you get back on the right track scripturally and get away from your social gospels and get away from your carnality and get back on your knees and being a witness and living a holy and separated life for God. So oftentimes that's what he must do. Remember this. Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. So even if it is a Nebuchadnezzar, God can turn his heart anyway at his own timing to impress on him to do different things. This Antichrist will be allowed of God. Now understand, some people believe in what they call pre-wrath rapture. Now, they would tell you that the saints are going through the part of the tribulation. Some of them may believe that it's even through the first part of the tribulation, or first half. And they say that the devil's pouring out his wrath in the first half, or to a certain point, and then God pours out his wrath. No, my friend, these are judgments of a sealed book from heaven. These are God's judgments from the very beginning. Satan's been pouring out his wrath since his fall. It started back in the garden with Adam and Eve. And my friend, Satan still pours out his wrath. So don't look at that as all of a sudden Satan is pouring out his wrath, or now he's only allowed now to pour out his wrath. No, there's been limits to his wrath. And some of that will be taken away when he that withholdeth goes out of the way. But he, the tribulation, is the time of Jacob's trouble, and it's an outpouring of the wrath of God. And sometimes that wrath is poured out through individuals or nations or what have you. Now, we see a crown is given unto him, this rider on the white horse. He has a bow, and he goes to conquer. Now, don't confuse this rider with the rider of the white horse in Revelation chapter 19, because there, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice he has a bow. But nothing is mentioned of the arrow. He conquers without it. Today we have a term that is used sometimes among politicians, which is peace through strength. This is where a representative of the government goes into the foreign country and tells how they can send a smart bomb and make it even to go right through the window of their house and determine which room is going to hit and explode. And sometimes they can use an idea like that to try to whip a person into shape. Well, this peace that this Antichrist sets up will be a false peace. And we're told that he is given a crown, that is a kingdom. Well, there's been one in every generation. There was one during Hitler's day. Don't forget, Satan doesn't know the day or the hour. So in each generation, perhaps he raises up a Hitler. Perhaps he raises up a Saddam Hussein. Because the devil doesn't know when, and when that time doesn't come, that person is disposed, then someone else rises up. If Satan could take the Lord Jesus Christ up into an exceedingly high mountain to offer the kingdoms of the world to him, then he can certainly offer this one Antichrist a crown within a group of 10 nations. In Luke 4, verses 5 and 6, it said about Jesus being tempted of the devil, the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all the power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will get it. Now Christ doesn't dispute that it's delivered unto him, and to whomsoever he would give, he could give it. Christ doesn't dispute it. Satan won that dominion that had originally been given to man when he was able to tempt man to fall back in the garden. And when man fell, then Satan took that authority that man at one time had. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.